Democratic convention has kicked off in Philadelphia with controversy about hacked emails showing Hillary Clinton favoritism and the resignation of the DNC chair. Now, California delegates are there, and so are some high-profile Golden State politicians who have some not-so-high-profile speaking roles. That list includes L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti and his predecessor Antonio Villaraigosa. Meanwhile, Kevin Roderick stayed behind to talk to us about what's at stake for both men as they speak to the convention and others who are there as well. And Kevin is with us right now for this week's L.A. Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Neither Villaraigosa nor Garcetti has a primetime speaking spot. I can't imagine why they would, but Garcetti was reportedly on this short list for vice president. What will his role be there, do you think?
Well, Mayor Eric Garcetti is there in a couple roles. I believe he's there as a delegate, and so he's in that role. He's a prominent member of the California delegation, and he's speaking at a breakfast for delegates, or at least one of the delegations during the week. But on Thursday, he is one of a litany of lots of people who are going to be speaking, including many of them mayors from around the country. I think it's part of the Democrats' thought that, well, let's introduce Eric Garcetti to people around the country who may not know him, along with other mayors who I guess could be looked at as being the maybe the next wave of rising stars in the Democratic Party.
And let's be honest, Garcetti does have his eyes on other prizes, right? It's not just being mayor of Los Angeles. Maybe perhaps he wants to run for governor. Maybe he wants to be something, maybe senator later on.
I think people have always looked at Eric Garcetti's demeanor and style and also his background as a government professor and as an activist and thought that he does have his eye on higher office. He's never copped to that himself, although he has mentioned, and I did a profile of him about 10 years ago where he admitted that maybe the House of Representatives was something that he would like to do in sometime in the future. And now it's believed he's looking at some kind of statewide office shortly after his reelection campaign next year, of course, should it go well for him.
All right. Well, Villaraigosa, who was his predecessor, also had, or we thought, had his eye on higher office as well. Didn't happen in the immediate term, but now perhaps he could be running for governor. And he is also in Philadelphia.
Yes. 4 years ago, Antonio Villaraigosa, people may forget, was what they called the permanent chairman of the Democratic National Convention there. He was pretty high profile. He was seen, I believe, every night of the convention on television. This time around, he's not quite so prominent. He also is in the group of people speaking on Thursday. And for him, it's a way to make sure people remember that Antonio Villaraigosa is still out there. He doesn't have as much of a national profile as he did when he was mayor, but he is very much looking at the possibility of running for governor next year. And one of his key opponents, Gavin Newsom, is also on the convention schedule and has a little bit more of a prominent profile.
A little bit more of a prominent profile. Newsom has also made gun control laws a part of his sort of political mantra. He's taken on that. Mm-hmm. How do you think that's going to play at the convention and here in California?
Well, I mean, for Gavin Newsom, it's somewhat of a gamble. But I think if he's going into the Democratic National Convention, that's a pretty welcoming audience for that position. It's a little easier for him to do in California. I think you take it nationally, you run up against people who are hunters and others. But, you know, the vice president candidate for running for vice president, Tim Kaine, he's one who gets an F rating from the National Rifle Association and engages with them a lot about issues. So I don't think the idea of Gavin Newsom being out front on a gun issue is going to be thought of as a startling thing at the convention?
The interesting thing, I think, Kevin, last week anyway, was the fact that California delegates played such a little role, such a small role in the GOP convention. It's a blue state, obviously. That's a given. They were parked 60 miles away in Sandusky. How are Democrats from California feeling this week in Philadelphia?
Well, it's also a big delegation. It's the biggest delegation. I believe it's about 550-something there of people, both pledged and unpledged delegates, and a lot of elected officials, very prominent. There's a lot of other people from California speaking besides Garcetti and Villaraigosa and Newsom. Representative Maxine Waters, Representative Judy Chu, Representative Ted Lieu.
Javier Becerra.
And Becerra as well as some others. So I think California is very well represented at the convention. It's the delegation breakfasts that the California delegation has. Of course, that's the biggest audience you can get other than speaking to the plenary session at the convention. So I think a lot of prominent people want to speak to the California delegation. So in that sense, they're important, but there's no mystery about what's going to happen at the convention with the Democrats. And so they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton, and I don't think there's much news beyond that.
Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.